This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes there's more that unites Americans than divides.
I just reject this notion that there's two Americas, whether it's red or blue, or there's two Americas, urban and rural. This country has been strong because of both.
Hear more on the Chad Holmes Show at 9 on WXCO Radio in Wausau or on the Civic Media app. President Biden says enough is enough after Wednesday's mass shooting at a school in Georgia.
More children are killed or die from a gunshot wound than any other reason in the entire United States. Every disease, every accident, everything.
Biden made the comments in Wisconsin yesterday while announcing a $7 billion investment in rural green energy. A newly unsealed warrant shows murder suspect Maxwell Anderson tried to cover up Sharday Robinson's death by sending a text message to her phone the next day after the two went on a date in April. Prosecutors say Anderson also dismembered the 19-year-old college student's body and left pieces throughout southeast Wisconsin and in Illinois. Anderson is set to go on trial in December. More official prison time for the Waukesha Christmas Parade attacker. A judge in Milwaukee yesterday sentenced Daryl Brooks to 9 years for running over the mother of his children just weeks before he used the same vehicle to kill six people at the Christmas parade. Brooks is serving six consecutive life sentences for the infamous attack. Wisconsin is making it easier for low-income students to get their driver's licenses. The program aims to reduce barriers and curb reckless driving. The Department of Transportation's new grant program covers 30 hours worth of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of on-the-road instruction. The grants will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Marathon swimmer Jim Dreyer has given up on his latest attempt to swim from Michigan to Milwaukee. Dreyer spent about 40 hours in the water before throwing in the towel. He says the water wasn't cooperating. It's Dreyer's second unsuccessful attempt since going the distance back in 1998. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. No students were injured in a school bus crash yesterday morning. It happened in Marathon County near the intersection of County Highway II and Red Cedar Drive in the town of Eldoran. The school bus was carrying 21 students close to 7:30 yesterday morning. The two vehicles crashed and the driver of the second vehicle received injuries that required transportation to the hospital but were not life-threatening. Parents were able to pick up their kids or they were transferred to another bus to continue to school. The crash remains under investigation. A section of Birch Street will be closed next week by the library. It's not for construction, though. Wood County Human Services will be painting the crosswalk from September 9th through September 13th. You can still access the driveway on Birch Street to get to the library. The road is expected to reopen on Friday by 5 p.m. In the past 2 weeks, five more people have died because of ATV or UTV crashes. The 27 people who have died so far this year range in age from 4 to 79 years old. Well over half of the victims were not wearing a helmet or seatbelt. DNR wardens and local law enforcement will be on trails and routes statewide today through Sunday for an additional Think Smart Before You Start campaign to increase safety. People who live next to wetlands can apply for funding from the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, or ACEP. The USDA announced the funding is provided by the Inflation Reduction Act for the ACEP for fiscal year 2025. You'll need to apply before October 4th or by December 20th. You can find out more at nrcs.usda.gov/WI. Former President Donald Trump will make a campaign stop at Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee on Saturday. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The airport says that they are expecting 4,000 to 5,000 people to attend the event. Gates to the rally will open at 9 a.m. and Trump is expected to speak at 1 p.m. CWA says flights will not be impacted by the event as the rally will be held outside of the airport. The former president has been in Mosinee before, in 2020, and the layout for Saturday's stop will be similar, with grass lots to park in and bus transportation. There will also be an area for protesters, likely in the West Event lot by the terminal along Highway 153, so that they'll have a place that's relatively visible, which is what they asked for. All the airport asks is if you do come to the event, be mindful and pick up after yourself. You can expect an hour of possible traffic and parking delays. And to go to the rally, you must reserve a ticket.
You can get rid of harmful liquids tomorrow at the Wood County Agricultural and Household Clean Sweep. It's Saturday, September 7th from 8 to noon at the Saratoga Town Hall on Highway 73. They won't accept antifreeze, explosives, high-pressure cylinders, motor oil, latex paint, or smoke detectors. If you have questions, you can call the Wood County Health Department at 715-421-8911. Historic Point Boss is having their harvest fair tomorrow. On Saturday, September 7th, you can stop down between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. to take part in the harvest fair. All the buildings will be open, and they'll have demonstrations all day with sauerkraut making, apple pressing for cider, and corn shelling and grinding. The foraging class runs from 9 to 11, and the pavilion dedication happens at 1. The cost is $3 for adults and $1 for children. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to go this season.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's always nice when one of your favorite shows is renewed and you're told by someone from the cast while on the air. HBO's award-winning show Hacks will have a 4th season. This week on Nightlight, actress Rose Abdu joined the show and told me that she found out Hacks was just renewed last week. Abdu was a great guest and plays the character Josefina on the show, which stars Jean Smart. Check it out. And for the love of God, will you please stop news? There is talk of Ocean's 14 possibly happening. The Ocean's franchise was created so George Clooney and Brad Pitt could work together and pal around. It's actually based on a remake from the 1950s that starred Frank Sinatra that wasn't that great to begin with, but George and Brad need to hang out while sporting great threads on cam. So they recruited All Quiet on the Western Front director Edward Berger to helm what will be the most recently polished turd in the franchise. I'm sorry, I meant film. America's sweetheart, Haley Welch, is about to launch a new podcast. Wondering who Haley Welch is? She's also known as the Hawktua Girl, who has Hawktua'd her way into our hearts. In addition to being a guest on several other podcasts, introducing a line of merch, and starting a fan club, which you can join for the low, low cost of $200, she is now launching a podcast to, as she says, tell her side of the story. You mean there's more than just Hawktua? The podcast will be produced by Jake Paul's company. The Hawktua Girls podcast will likely be a step up. Twilight is back in animated form. The show will drop on Netflix and tell the Twilight story from Edward Cullen's perspective as the character played by Robert Pattinson. The story is based on Stephanie Meyer's 2020 novel, Midnight Sun, which reimagines the Twilight story from a different angle. Meyer wrote the original Twilight books in the early 2000s, which were turned into the hit movie franchise. The Twilight movies have grossed over $3.5 billion worldwide. Just because it's Labor Day doesn't mean a big snazzy franchise movie can't be released. Beetlejuice Beetlejuice hits theaters this weekend. Michael Keaton is back to haunt the screen, and Winona Ryder is back to ride along as well. Joining the cast for the latest installment are Willem Dafoe, Catherine O'Hara, and Jenna Ortega, whose teenage girl character finds the model of the town in the attic and ends up opening a portal into the other world. Damn teenagers. The film is reviewing fairly well on Rotten Tomatoes with a 77%. Also opening wide is a film called The Front Room. The film stars Brandy Norwood, who is new newly pregnant, but sees her mother-in-law move in, who does everything in her power to get her evil hands on the new baby. Does that sound like a good comedy? Good, because it's not. The thriller is pulling a 50% on Rotten Tomatoes currently. If neither one of these new offerings tickles your fancy, you can do what many other people have done and go see Deadpool and Wolverine, Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, or Twisters yet again. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at around 15 to 20. Tonight, clear 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 64. By Sunday, sunny with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.